Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Series 3, Episode 151 of this daily study podcast. Thank you once again for joining us as we continue with our study of the May the 24th to May the 30th Come Follow Me materials covering Doctrine and Covenants sections 58 to 59. And today we're going to look at the background and historical context of Doctrine and Covenants 59. And there's quite a few things here to cover really. So it might take the whole episode to go through just why section 59 was given, what was the background behind it, and what we learn from the context behind it and the revelation that was given by the Lord, because there's a few things really that prompted this guidance and instruction from the Saviour. Now, in the Joseph Smith Papers discussion, it points out a few things about how this section is focused on kind of Sabbath day living and how to fast and pray for people who'd come to Missouri. It says in the Joseph Smith Papers analysis, quote, some of the instruction in the revelation probably came in response to the conduct of the inhabitants of Independence, Jackson County, Missouri. Many of those already in Jackson County had emigrated there from southern states, whereas most church members entering the area were from the northeast. As William W. Phelps, who travelled with Joseph Smith to Missouri, explained in a July 1831 letter, Jackson County residents were emigrants from Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, and the Carolinas, etc., with customs, manners, modes of living, and a climate entirely different from the Northerners, close quote. So it's kind of a melting pot, really, of these saints who'd come from the Northeast, from kind of, from the New York area to this place, and others from other parts of the United States, where customs were perhaps a bit different. It goes on to explain, quote, one custom was that especially different was Sabbath day observance. A later Joseph Smith history characterizes many of the residents as the basest of men who had fled from the face of civilized society to the frontier country to escape the hand of justice in their midnight revels, their Sabbath breaking, horse racing and gambling. A traveler to the western Missouri in 1833 made a similar observation, stating that the only indications of its being Sunday in the area was the unusual gambling and noise and assemblies around taverns, close quote. So this kind of introduction to this other custom or other, and I think it's interesting, actually. I think we often kind of have this narrative as members of the church that, oh, the Sabbath day is becoming less and less important for the secular world. Like, you know, the Sabbath day isn't even a thing anymore. And it's, you know, it's the worst it's ever been. But actually, I think sometimes you have to look back in history and see that these attitudes have always been amongst the mankind. With these inhabitants of Jackson County, they clearly didn't regard the Sabbath day as important. If anything, it meant a day of being able to do of gambling and going to the tavern and so on. And so, because they weren't at work. And I think that is an interesting insight into the history behind this and why this revelation was given. Because I think in our minds, we have this picture of, you know, many people going to these many churches that were professing to be true and that the Sabbath was an important day for many of those people. But actually, it wasn't always the case in every part of the land. And I just thought that was an interesting insight there into why this was given and why it focuses on Sabbath day worship. Another reason why we have this revelation as well could be linked to another event that had happened that morning. It continues on in the Joseph Smith Papers analysis, quote, the revelation assured heavenly rewards for the obedient who would die in Zion, prompted perhaps by the death on the morning of the 7th of August of Polly Peck Knight, the 57-year-old wife of Joseph Knight Sr. and a friend of Joseph Smith and his family. Polly Knight had travelled to Missouri with the Colesville Saints, but after falling ill, she became the first deaf in the church in this land. It is unclear whether this revelation was dictated before or after Joseph Smith was informed of her death, close quote. So there's a very specific moment at the start of Doctrine and Covenants 59, which we'll have a look at as we start to study that through the remainder of this week. But there's this very specific moment where these promises to those who die in Zion are assured. To give it a bit of a further background, in Revelations in Context, in the chapter The Journey of the Colesville Branch, it says this, Quote, though Joseph Smith had arrived shortly before the Colesville Saints, they had the distinction of being the first branch of the church to settle in the land that had been dedicated as Zion on August 2nd, 1831. Sadly, Joseph Knight Sr.'s wife, Polly, died a few days after their arrival. According to his later history, Joseph Smith attended the funeral of Sister Polly Peck Knight. This was the first death of the church in this land, and I can say a worthy member sleeps in Jesus till the resurrection. Close quote. And so later, or that same day, Joseph Smith receives this revelation outlining the Sabbath day and other things we'll look at. But also it says this in the revelation, quote, blessed are they who have come up unto this land with an eye single to my glory, according to my commandments. For them that live shall inherit the earth, and them that die shall rest from all their labours, and their works shall follow them, and they shall receive a crown in the mansions of my Father, which I have prepared for them. Close quote. The Knights were with Joseph right from the beginning, even from before he organized the church. You know, they knew him in the intervening years between 1820 and 1830. And they had, if you want to look, you know, for individuals who show that, you know, what Joseph Smith said was true, you look at people like the Knights who gave up everything, gave up their whole livelihoods where they were settled in their lands. I mean, they were in their mid-50s, the senior Knights, and to just drop everything and sell everything and to follow this man whom they've known from his adolescent years, you know, his late teen years or so, and follow him as a prophet, it does make you think, you know, they must have seen something, they must have known something. And actually thinking about that, something I wanted to comment on as well, and I've not mentioned it yet, but the number of elders in this church, you know, you've got Sidney Rigdon, you've got Edward Partridge, you've got and Martin Harris, and many, many others who we've discussed, Parley P. Pratt, I could keep going. With all these characters, these are not, you know, uneducated, misinformed people. They were very intelligent people. Oliver Cowdery, a school teacher, Sidney Rigdon, a preacher, and so on. And yet they felt the spirit in what Joseph Smith's message was telling them, that Christ's gospel had been restored, and it was through this prophet. And so when you look at the individuals like Polly Knight, who had a goal, she desired to be able to enter Zion before she passed away, because she became quite ill on the journey. And actually, some records show that one of her children on the journey decided to put together a coffin because they didn't expect that she would make it to the land of Missouri. And yet she did make it. She was able to be in the land of Zion, and then she passed away. And I think that, you know, we often forget these wonderful, well, not wonderful, but these really important and these, I can't think of the word right now. It's just inspiring, really, to see the story of Polly Knight and how, and Joseph Knight Sr., and how they did all of that to get to Zion, despite the hardship and difficulty, and ultimately, you know, the illnesses that they had in traveling these huge distances. And so, you know, it's this section of section 59 will have been a really important blessing for them. As it says in the section heading of section 59, it says, quote, on the day this revelation was received, Polly Knight, the wife of Joseph Knight Sr., died. Early members characterised this revelation as instructing the saints how to keep the Sabbath and how to fast and pray. Close quote. And it's certainly a message that we need to read and see today. And so as we study this over the next couple of days, be looking out for the things that you can learn about your Sabbath day observance. Can you maybe meet together with your family or those who are close to you if you don't have a family at home, and discuss how you can better keep the Sabbath day holy? I think that's something that we will do. And it's not about creating a list as such. It's not about creating a list of do's and don'ts, but it's more, I think, creating a list of values and principles that you live your Sabbath by. But we'll talk about that, I'm sure, when we come to that part in the section. Thank you very much for listening today. Hope you've enjoyed the study. Please continue to follow the podcast, listen to it and share it. It really helps get the word out. Thank you for your time, and until we meet again.